Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Yeah, let's see. Paul, how you doing? Are you all right?
How are you doing?
Good man. Paul Whittington from the Indo is here to talk movies. And I think your first one here is stays with the theme that we have here in terms of this is Black History Month. It's the documentary Time.
Yeah, I think you saw 13th.
Well, that's the one about American prison. Scary stuff, yeah.
It was brilliant. And basically the central argument of that was that slavery never really ended. It evolved into cotton plantations, then into the chain gangs, then into mass incarceration, which started in the 90s under Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
as Republicans are no doubt keen to point out at the moment. But basically, this film, Time, it's directed by a guy called Garrett Bradley. It's a documentary. It's a very good one. And it's made with the assistance of this woman called Sybil Fox Richardson, who basically, it's her story. And she uses home movies to tell it. In the 1990s, she and her husband, Robert, they were doing well. They had opened a sort of hip hop clothes shop in Shreveport, and in Louisiana. And basically, things started to go wrong. The business started to go badly, and they decided to rob a bank, as you do, to make things better. But he was given 60 years. It was an armed robbery. Nobody was hurt. He got 60 years, which is at least three times longer than people get for murder in this country. And it begs the question, would he have got the same if he'd been white? And the answer is probably no. So this is her story. She's a remarkable woman. She brought up six boys on her own, but with the help of her mother, who's a very salty woman, is very funny in this film. And she has become a very vocal campaigner. She has a kind of sort of old style kind of preacher style to her preaching. And she has become a successful businesswoman all the while she's been working to try and get him out of prison. And it's an amazing story. She's a little bit easy on herself sometimes. She says, when desperate people do desperate things, when things get hard, well, most of us don't rob banks when things get hard. But she is a remarkable character. And this sort of film, which loses direction a little bit once or twice, but it takes you through a story and it has a real emotional punch, especially at the end.
Okay, so it's called Time. It's Amazon Prime, is it?
It is. Right. It is indeed. Okay. By the way, Amazon Prime is also where the new Borat has dropped like something smelly and unpleasant last night. I haven't watched it yet. I'm sure it's the same as everything that he does. Bits of it are funny, bits of it are not, but I haven't watched it yet. Have you?
Oh, no, that's already on Amazon Prime, is it? That's already out
it
there.
It is, last night, yeah.
They're not waiting for cinema or anything like that, like James Bond and all the rest. Okay.
No, they're not. They all seem to be making that decision at the moment, which is very
phenomenal publicity he's getting for it. You couldn't make it up. It's just incredible.
No, you couldn't. He's always been good at that. And he lost his knack for it for a while. But the whole Giuliani thing is just like, it's fabulous.
Yeah, and not least carrying a kind of a dead Trump into the Biden, at least the Pence speech.
Yeah.
That bit. I mean, mad carry on. Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely take a look at it, though. Because I did, as you say, the earlier ones, absolutely hilarious in places, really funny.
Oh, he can be brilliant. He can be. For sure. My favorite thing he ever said was asking Danny Wilson. He said, ask Danny Wilson, who was mayor of Belfast at that point, are you Irish? He said, no. And he said, are you just here on your holidays? Dave, that doesn't sum up the whole situation. Nothing does. He can be very funny.
He's very good. All right. Okay. So that's Time. Anyway, the only one you can get at the moment that you're looking at, which is on Amazon Prime. And you have a classic movie on the telly?
I do. It's on the telly next Saturday, but it's also on several of the streaming which people use. And it's by a person who has become extremely controversial
in Hollywood.
Years. And rightly so by the sound of it, although they were all up to that back then. Roman Polanski it is, and this he made in 1968 before, everything went wrong for him.
We're talking Rosemary's Baby,
and he actually wanted Sharon Tate to star in it. He envisaged the main character Rosemary as this kind of sort of a fuller figured kind of person, and instead the sort of young and waifish
Mia Farrow,
she starred in it. She was not that well known, but she was well known for two reasons. One was Peyton Place, the other one was Frank Sinatra, whom she had married, and he was very unhappy that she was starring in this film. The plot, basically, for people who haven't seen it, it's extremely good as horror films go. I know you don't particularly love horror films, Dave, but I think this is an extremely good one. Basically, she's married to John Cassavetes, and they move into this building in New York. They use the Dakota
John Lennon
for the exteriors. Yeah, exactly. And she realizes, she's a bit slow on the uptake, she realizes eventually that he has sold her to Satanists, basically, who want her to give birth to the Antichrist, which is not very chivalrous behavior. Frank Sinatra threatened to leave her, and in fact did leave her. I think he served her divorce papers during the shoot. And Polanski was really, he was well known for his kind of ruthlessness. He told her, it's okay, go out, you know, into the middle of the traffic on Fifth Avenue, you're pregnant, none of the cars will hit you. And she did that. It's in the film. But in fairness to him, he held the camera. He was the only one who would do it. They walked right out into the middle of the traffic. And it has that kind of free form feel at times. It's much closer to his earlier stuff, the Polish films, than it is to the later stuff he did. And it's a very powerful, whatever you think of him, it's a powerful horror film.
Right, powerful horror film. And it's on next Saturday on which?
On TCM, and it's also on several of the streamers. It's not difficult to find.
Right, not difficult. Okay, Rosemary's Baby is what it's called. A bit of a classic of its type, all right, no question about it. All right, listen, Paul, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme today. Paul Whittington it is from the Indo.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.